This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While holding call for a wall along the U.S. southern border, President Trump makes his argument in a speech last night that the government shutdown problem could be ended with a 45-minute meeting, much like one he says he's called for today with Democratic leaders.
I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done.
Democrats focusing on what they call misinformation, like the 4,000 known or suspected terrorists who the president say have entered the United States illegally over that border. White House spokesman Sarah Sanders says,
whether it's one, whether it's four, whether it's 14 or 4,000, one terrorist coming into our country is one too many, and we have to take every step possible to prevent that from happening.
Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is ready to step down when a new attorney general takes over. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The Sears chairman now on the clock again to keep that company open. Eddie Lampert has another chance to save it from liquidation as long as his hedge fund deposits $120 million by this afternoon in its bid to escape from bankruptcy. The deal could keep 425 Sears stores open. Former VP Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, now a congresswoman from Wyoming, is blasting actor Christian Bale after he referred to her father as Satan while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bale having won Best Actor for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
She spoke on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
An Indiana police officer in the hospital after she was accidentally shot by another police officer. Lafayette Police Lieutenant Brian Phillips says Officer Lane Butler's in serious but stable condition. She was injured yesterday when a dog attacked her and two others at an apartment building during their search for a person. Another officer opened fire on the dog, but one of the shots accidentally struck Officer Butler. A fired TV meteorologist saying he's out of a job because of a slip of the tongue and not a racial slur against Martin Luther King Jr. In Rochester, New York, WHEC-TV fired Jeremy Caffell on Monday. That was a few days after he stumbled over his words during a live broadcast describing a city park named after the late civil rights icon. The Ohio woman who was the oldest living person in the United States has died. Lessie Brown's daughter said her 114-year-old mom died yesterday morning at her Cleveland Heights home. Brown had 5 children and more than 50 descendants in total, including 2 great-great-great-grandchildren. And a petition's making the rounds on the internet proposing to merge North and South Dakota into a single state called Megacoda. Change.org users from Fargo say they need 5,000 signatures before they can submit that petition to President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for James Hurston time in the new year. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Happy New Year's, Mr. James. How you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year, Bill. Starting off again with major news everywhere.
Yeah, it's nonstop. I mean, it's like... If it wasn't for this radio show, we wouldn't know what to do, right?
No, that's true.
Or the other way around. If it wasn't for the news component and everything, because at every turn, and of course, the Dems are going to be one soundbite after another. They're darling out of Brooklyn, out of Queens, I should say, AOC now. She's now known by her initials now. Because everybody got tired of trying to remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a tongue twister to say that whole, you know, all three names. So well, AOC because, works better. And yeah, that's the way to describe her on social media now. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, just to say her name, just to say her name gives her 15 minutes of fame right there.
But what's amazing is that 60 Minutes, would actually feature her and have her unchallenged,
yeah,
all of her crazy radical ideas unchallenged. And basically, she's an immature child,
yes,
that happened to get elected, and they're treating her like she's a superstar. And it's but it's really unnerving to see this Democrat extreme left wing group. Mm-hmm. Get more and more power within that party. And you can see Pelosi's having difficulty herding the cat.
Oh, without a doubt.
And, yeah, and keeping, especially with some of these new members of Congress, particularly that congresswoman, the Muslim congresswoman.
Out of Michigan.
That,
yeah.
I think she's not sure whether she wants to be in Congress or be a rapper.
Yeah. Well, that whole situation, speaking of which, the new congressman, Muslim out of Michigan, that's, you know, just like Ocasio-Cortez, they're both very embarrassing. I mean, it's like, okay, look at, bring something to the table. I'm open to hear your ideas, but when you come up with goofy stuff, forget it. Or if you want to come up with this vitriol towards Trump that is over the top, and using the kind of language that's so incivil, but yet, on the other hand, you're going to talk about uniting the people when you just, with one real quick sentence there, alienated 50% of the country.
Oh, no, absolutely. And you use the word embarrassed. I mean, that is the problem for the Democrat Party, in that their first week, taking over the Congress has been just a major embarrassment all around between these new members, between what they've done, and between Elizabeth Warren trying to make herself
relevant.
Appear to be relevant and normal.
Right.
You know, now everyone is saying, "I'm going to get me a beer." If they go to the refrigerator and clink those bottles.
Exactly.
So it's just, it's amazing.
Well, James, the other thing is, speaking of embarrassing, here they are. They take over the House. They work for, a day and a half? And they got so wiped out, they had to take the weekend off. I mean, it's one of the first things, order of business, is we're taking the weekend off. I mean, meanwhile, the president is not going to Mar-a-Lago. He's dealing with the national crisis at our border, saying, let's talk about the government shutdown that you're so concerned about the thousands of people that are without a paycheck. And meanwhile, you guys happily go down the road and take a couple of days off. I mean, this is how you start, I've never worked, I got to tell you, James, in any job I had, I was never there for 2 days and then took 4 days off.
No, if the Democrats didn't have the mainstream media carrying the water for them each and every day, they would have already lost this, basic negotiation on the shutdown. But the president, having written The Art of the Deal, is increasing his leverage by his public statements. You notice there's a couple of them that sent eyebrows raised so high they almost flew off Democrats' heads. And that was, number one, he sat down and said, I'm expecting, if necessary, the shutdown to last for years, the president said. But the other one, he said, I could declare a state of emergency and build the wall, which happens to be true, because what we have at the border is a state of emergency.
Exactly.
He says, I hope not to do that. I hope we can work it out. But I think what he's doing there is increasing his leverage, just as what he's always done in his business deals. Trying to find a way to do that.
Help me understand how the Democrats have been able to get away with this. I mean, ever since the days of Reagan, they promised to do something. They didn't do it. They promised to do stuff with George H.W. They didn't do it. With W, they promised. In 06, this is again during W's administration, but yet here we are, and the same people who are now against the wall, they can't even say wall, they go, and they almost go into catatonic fits, or, they just all of a sudden go brain dead. But yet it wasn't that many years ago they were talking about the necessity of a wall. Not to mention empirically, go to Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu says 95% is what he says the walls, how effective they are. The Vatican has walls around them, Buckingham Palace. But I guess the United States is not supposed to have a wall because the Democrats say so.
Well, the first part of your question is, how do they get away with it? Well, it's clear that in the mainstream media, they're getting away with it. But thank goodness, the social media in particular, in parts of the internet, what we used to call the blogosphere, has all kinds of juxtaposition pictures and videos and text. So will the real Chuck Schumer please stand up? They have a video of Chuck Schumer using language that sounds exactly like Trump, where he's talking about border security and fences and, orderly processes to get into the country. Then you have the modern Chuck Schumer, who, essentially is for open borders. And
right.
You can see the same kind of juxtapositions with former President Obama, with Hillary Clinton, with a whole host of Democrats. Even Bernie Sanders was someone that sounded, even during when he started his campaign for the last presidential election, he sounded very much like Trump. And people used to talk about those commonalities. Bernie Sanders used to cite particularly the labor statistics for African Americans and for poorer Americans, and how just unorderly and unlimited immigration, which is what the Democrats stand for now, has an effect on wages. And Bernie Sanders used to talk about that. He doesn't anymore.
Well, because that's all he could do was talk. Now you got a president in the Oval Office who has put meaning behind the words and the promises he's made. He's actually fulfilling those. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from the one and only James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, James Hurston continues with us, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how does the new leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi, get away with saying that the wall, border security somehow is immoral, according to her understanding?
Well, it's a talking point now that's being used by pretty much all the Democrats and their spokespeople. They're invoking morality as if the idea of, as I used the word in the last segment, of orderly immigration is somehow immoral. The morality has to do with the existence of a nation state, and it certainly is perfectly moral. For example, as is cited often, we have national security concerns with both criminals and potentially terrorists getting in through a border that is leaking and that has no filtering devices. We also have threats to people in terms of their health, because we've always been concerned about people coming into the country.
And the CDC is reporting on that. Exactly.
Diseases, yes. Exactly. And we have outbreaks of diseases that are inexplicable. Well, they are explicable when you look at the immigration patterns.
Yeah, what's coming into the country.
So there's it's an empty statement from a party that ignores, you know, the incredible number of children in the womb that are slain.
Right.
And all of a sudden they'll bring up morality when it comes to the border. Abolishing ICE is not a moral stand. Advocating open borders is not a moral stand. It's it's the stand of an anarchist.
Yes,
and,
right.
And the Democrat Party, the only reason that they're taking this stand and that they're contradicting their own words of the past is pure political power. They have been able to transform places like Orange County, California, and they would like to turn the nation blue.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
they're going to do it come hell or high water. I mean, James, I'm telling you, the jury is still out as far as I'm concerned with how Orange County got turned within one voting cycle. Statistically, that is near impossible. But yet they successfully did it. So tell me there's no voter tampering taking place. And here we are so concerned about Russian, you know, collusion. Well, what about the domestic collusion that's been taking place? What the Democrats were able to do in the state of California to allow for ballot harvesting and other shenanigans that has just been absolutely, you talk about moral and lack thereof, it is right there with them compromising what should be the orderly conduct of an election process.
Yeah, ballot harvesting was illegal until just recently in California. What ballot harvesting is, it allows a paid campaign operative to walk in to a registrar with an unlimited amount of absentee ballots and have them basically received by the registrar and counted.
Exactly.
And they don't check on them. And so when you think of a paid political operative, we all know that the Democrat political operatives talk about immoral and having moral challenges. They do. And you put someone into that kind of temptation. There was a good reason why ballot harvesting was illegal, because it's a formula for voter fraud. And it should be made illegal again. And hopefully, I mean, I haven't heard, there are investigations in Arizona, in Florida, in Georgia, over
North Carolina,
after the election on this endless recounting and the finding of ballots. But we know this has been going on for a long time. If it weren't for finding ballots after the election, there would have been no Senator Al Franken.
Right.
And Senator Al Franken was the deciding vote on Obamacare. So these things have serious consequences, and there needs to be an investigation in California. And I think the only people that can do it are the feds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that when Bill Barr gets into the Justice Department, that's on his list.
Yeah, hopefully. So we can only hope for that, James. James, I want to talk about your column, 15 Minutes of Shame. You know, what's been going on in this age, this information age that we're exposed to? You kind of alluded to this earlier in terms of the amount of exposure that's out there with social media. And what's happening is, social media is making and breaking careers almost in an instant.
That's right. No, and that's why, you know, Andy Warhol said everyone would get their 15 minutes of fame. Today, with the social media, it appears that's been changed. It's 15 minutes of shame. Mm-hmm. And so the recent example of that, and we talked about it on your show, was when Kevin Hart was chosen to be the host of the Oscars, and all of a sudden this mob on the social media went after the Academy, you know, flooded the social media with things that Kevin Hart had in his comedy routine and on his Twitter account a decade ago. And we're able to maneuver in such a way that Kevin Hart withdrew from hosting the 2019 Oscars. Mm-hmm. Now what's really weird, it's a real twist on this, Ellen DeGeneres,
yes,
who is an out-of-the-closet gay woman, is now being attacked by the same mob of social media people. Now, you have to understand, they use technology to make their numbers appear greater than they are,
mm-hmm.
and with bots and
right.
with various technology. And so this has been this is the same technology that's been used to try to put various talk show hosts on Fox off the air. They've targeted Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson. But in this case, the reason they're going after Ellen DeGeneres is she's been trying to bring Kevin Hart back.
Mm-hmm.
She had him on her show. She said that she was mediating, in essence, talking to the Academy.
But I don't think Kevin's interested in that. I think he has stayed on the high ground of that whole situation. He respects the Oscars. It was something that was on his bucket list, he said. He was looking forward to it. Here it is. The opportunity comes about. But, you know, he saw this correctly, and that is that he would be the story, not the Oscars, and he has too much respect for the Oscars to let that happen. I really respect his... I got to tell you, in my eyes... Kevin Hart's credibility and character measure went up exponentially.
Well, you know, supposedly, reportedly, he is reconsidering. But the one thing he told Ellen that was true, he said that it wasn't an accident, it wasn't a coincidence. People went through 40,000 tweets to go all the way back to 2008. Mm. Says that's an attack to end me.
Right.
And it really is. And this, we've already seen how these social media attacks can end things. And so the other reason Ellen DeGeneres is being attacked, which is unusual, you know, for her, because she said something very true about what she called the trolls, this mob.
Yes.
She said it's a small group of people being very, very loud. And that's what alludes to this idea that they're using technology to appear to be larger than they are. And they've influenced major corporations.
Exactly.
Because when they've attacked for recently Tucker Carlson's show, they've been able to get maybe more than 20 sponsors to drop the show based on really what is unfair criticism. And the same thing happened. You know what Kevin Hart essentially said? He said that he had a fear about his son growing up gay. And he said if he could prevent his son from being gay, he would. And he joked about it. The joke was that, you know, if he ever saw his son playing with his daughter's dollhouse, he would hit him over the head with the dollhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was meant to be humorous, but who was it making fun of? It
right.
was making fun of Kevin Hart.
Exactly.
It was not making fun of any group of people. And he has since, you know, had a kind of an apology over it. But I don't really think he has anything to apologize for. It was a joke.
Right.
And all I can say is Lenny Bruce is turning over in his grave.
Without a doubt. We got to leave it there. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Money. 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 You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While holding steady on his call for a wall along the U.S. southern border, President Trump makes his argument in a speech last night that the government shutdown problem could be ended with a 45-minute meeting, much like one he says he's called for today with Democratic leaders.
I have invited congressional leadership to the White House tomorrow to get this done.
Democrats focusing on what they call misinformation, like the 4,000 known or suspected terrorists who the president say have entered the United States illegally over that border. White House spokesman Sarah Sanders says,
whether it's one, whether it's four, whether it's 14 or 4,000, one terrorist coming into our country is one too many, and we have to take every step possible to prevent that from happening.
Reports are Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is ready to step down when a new attorney general takes over. And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see. I was going under, you reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, so what did you think of the president's speech last night? Of course, you get the general resistance and opposition that takes place because, let's face it, there are just many people that do not want this president to be successful, which is, I think, you know, quite ironic because if he's successful, then we're successful. I mean, he's been successful the first 2 years and look what's happened, you know, with our economy, jobs and on. And now we've got a problem that has been ignored for at least three decades, and he's taking it on and laying it on the line here. And hopefully we can set politics aside, if that could even be possible, and come to a win-win solution here on behalf of we the people. Well, Northwestern Medicine's urology program, ranked number one in Illinois for the last 20 consecutive years, was just announced they received a $10 million gift to fund the creation of a new multidisciplinary institute dedicated to urologic cancers. The Polsky Urologic Center Institute of the Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center of Northwestern University at Northwestern Memorial Hospital is going to offer the most comprehensive approach to treating urologic cancers, including prostate, bladder, kidney, and testicular cancers. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Edward Schaefer, the Chief of Urology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Schaefer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the time.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this. This is great news that you've got this grant, delivered by philanthropist Michael Polsky, the CEO of Invenergy and a longtime friend of Northwestern Medicine, right?
That's right. So Michael is really a tremendous, inspirational person, and he has a family history of prostate cancer. His father and his grandfather had prostate cancer. And so he was inspired to partner with Northwestern Medicine to make a difference. And because of his family history, he really thought that this would be a good area for him to help. And so we're incredibly thankful for his generosity. Mm-hmm. And we're really going to utilize these resources to not only bring more comprehensive care to our patients, but also to, you know, really fuel our already outstanding research program to help bring our patients better diagnostics, newer, better cures. So it's a really exciting time to be involved with this project.
Well, it's absolutely awesome. I have to tell you that I am a prostate cancer survivor myself. The second most common cancer in men, rates, they tell me, are on the rise. Prostate cancer can often be found before symptoms start by early screening and testing the amount of prostate-specific antigen in a man's blood. Now, this screening is important because in its early stages, as you know, Dr., prostate cancer often doesn't cause any symptoms, right?
That's right. So, you know, these days we have very good ways to pick up prostate cancers while they're early and contained within the prostate, as you mentioned. That's the PSA blood test along with a rectal exam.
Right.
And with those two tests, we can really be very proactive at picking up cancers while they're early. So very few prostate cancers today are spread when we diagnose them, only about 5%. And that's good for patients because if we pick up these cancers when they're early and they're curable, that leaves many, many options for our patients about how to manage or treat these cancers.
Right.
Many cancers these days we pick up don't actually need any active treatment. We actually can do surveillance for their tumors. So a lot of new things, a lot of things have changed within prostate. And what that translates into is, you know, better care for our patients here at Northwestern Medicine.
Exactly. Who's most vulnerable?
Well, there are several groups of individuals who are at risk for being diagnosed with or developing prostate cancer. First of all, individuals who have a family history are at increased risk. That means your father, your brother, so first-degree relatives. Second of all, individuals, men who have family histories of breast or ovarian cancer, particularly young cases. So if your sister had breast cancer at 35, well, you better talk to your urologist about prostate cancer because we now know that there can be links genetically between those two cancers. So that's important. Mm-hmm. And lastly, but not any less important, men of African ancestry, they're at increased risk for being diagnosed with prostate cancer. So we know about ways, we know about populations of individuals who have increased risk. And so that's the good news for men. And really what I encourage all men to do is to establish care with an internist. You need a primary care doc. Mm-hmm. And from there, they can work through this with you. And from there, they can make appropriate recommendations and referrals to urologists, for example, if it's necessary to do screening.
Doc Schaefer, I know when I was going through the process myself, there were these well-meaning people would say, well, you want to stay away from having a biopsy because, you know, that could cause the cancer to spread. We know better than that today, don't we?
Yeah, we sure know that biopsies don't cause cancers to spread. And these days, most of the time, we don't jump into a biopsy up front. I typically recommend an MRI of the prostate. So we begin with an MRI. I tell my patients it gives them a high-resolution Google map of their prostate so we can figure out exactly what's going on. And many times those scans are normal, and so patients can feel reassured that they don't have to have a biopsy. Mm-hmm. If the scan turns up a suspicious area, then we can do a special kind of GPS-guided biopsy right to that suspicious area, and that allows for us to deliver better care for our patients, which is really great news.
What other misconceptions are out there?
Well, I mean, the big one in my mind is that PSA screening doesn't help. Mm. You know, there's a lot of people that try to you know, push that agenda on the internet, and that's absolutely not true. So PSA testing makes sense. PSA testing for prostate cancer saves lives.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that every man should have a PSA test, but it means you should have a discussion with your doc, and if testing is appropriate, you should do it. Because it could save your life.
I'd say at least have a PSA. I mean, go out there and, you know, I mean, you do something that is not as invasive. I think some people, you know, think, oh, I got to worry about a biopsy and being invaded and all this stuff. But the fact of the matter is you've got to be on top of it. And certainly men at a certain age, beyond 50, I think still is the idea is that after 50, you need to be, you know, more cognizant of it. I mean, I know for myself, I started monitoring my PSA. In my latter 40s and started watching it increase. And along with it, then get the other symptoms as well where, you know, urine flow is becoming restricted and things like that. So, you have some indications that say, look, you better keep an eye on it. And I did for many years before I had to undergo surgery.
Yeah, no, I think those raise a lot of great points. Number one, I definitely encourage men to take ownership of their health,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
exactly.
It's your responsibility to be involved in your well-being and your health, number one. Number two, you're right. We recommend screening for prostate cancer for an average risk guy starting around the age of 50 to 55. If you have a family history or if you're African American, we recommend testing around the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell people they should take ownership of their health, what I mean is from a prostate cancer perspective, keep track of your data.
Exactly.
So like you said, you did a great job. You tracked your numbers. If your numbers are stable over time, you're probably fine. If your numbers start going up and up and up, then you need to take the next step. And there's a lot of tremendous new technology, new resources out there that can help better identify patients who either do or do not need a biopsy and do or do not need surgery or radiation. And so I encourage, you know, all your listeners to not be afraid, but rather to be inquisitive and ask questions, because they'll often find that they're actually okay. You know, that's the other good news.
Again, reminded kind of knowledge.
PSA blood tests are normal.
Yeah, knowledge is power, and with it comes peace of mind, and we want that for all of you. Where can our listeners go for more information, Dr. Schaefer?
www.nm.org.
Well, we appreciate the information and your time, Dr. Edward Schaefer, Chief of Urology at Northwestern Medicine. Have a great day, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Take care.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. At the intersection of faith and politics, I'm Bill Martinez. Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream. Miss Rachel, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. So your read on the president's speech last night.
I have to tell you, I did not see it.
You did not. Okay. I think it was something that was, called for in terms of this ongoing discussion and debate over the shutdown, partial shutdown of our government. Are we going to be a country of laws? Are we going to be a country that honors its citizens? The president's number one job, as you and I have discussed before, is national security. And he has decided that this is worth falling on his sword for.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this government shutdown for, what, almost 3 weeks now?
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be affecting him. I haven't seen any polls coming out showing that his poll numbers have, dropped. So good for him. I hope he keeps it up.
Well, the situation, I was looking at the polling last night, Rachel, about 85% Republicans and Democrats are at opposite ends of themselves in the general public. And I didn't drill deep into the questioning itself, but I think on the surface, it says where our country is right now, and we can thank the media, we can thank Nancy Pelosi and the leadership of Chuck Schumer for doing everything they can to resist when we are paying trillions of dollars for a very inefficient government. And in spite of that, look at what President Trump has been able to do with the economy, job creation. We finished out the year with a great new, jobs report. And you sit there and go, wait a minute, why do Democrats want to ignore 63 million plus Americans who voted for this president? In their eyes, he is clearly legitimate. And from day one, the Democrats have done everything they can to delegitimize, which is, quite interesting and ironic, because this seemed to be Hillary Clinton's biggest concern was whether or not she was going to be accepted.
Well, I think it's ironic, too, that you know, we're spending trillions on this government when a lot of this government is supposedly shut down, so the money's going nowhere. Mm-hmm. And yet Trump, and this is all over, Trump merely wanting $6 billion for the border wall.
Right. Which started at 25, right? And, you know, and now it's been, you know, honed down. But it's like, look, at either we're all in for national security, we're not. Of course, they want to, you know, parse words here. Are the Mexicans paying for it or not? I think Ted Cruz came up with a great idea, and one we've suggested quite a while ago for other means, and that is the government is getting money right now. What Ted Cruz's idea was, hey, look, at we've got $14 billion right now on hold under El Chapo, under his name right now, that once he is convicted, then the government will, you know, will take that money in. So what's going to happen with $14 billion? And Ted Cruz says, look, I want to pass a law and direct that money specifically to building the wall. So now instead of Mexico building the wall, it's El Chapo who builds the wall. Why not?
Ideas. Have you noticed that?
I think it's brilliant. I, you know, and there's lots of things that have been coming in. You know, what the president said with the USMCA, that the money that will be generated, the you know, the trade imbalance and the money that America will gain, you know, billions of dollars that we will gain with that agreement, we can assign some. Why can't you assign some of that money in, you know, by way of, you know, building the wall? Not to mention, in building the wall, what would it do in saving our country billions of dollars in illicit drug and sex trafficking?
Everything you say makes complete sense. You just can't get it through to these dinosaurs like Pelosi and Schumer.
Well, when your interest is to resist and delegitimize a legitimate president, you suspend reality. And with it, your brains are out in left field somewhere. And this is what's, you know, sad is the Democrats right now. I mean, some have said, well, Nancy Pelosi is being held hostage by the left wing of her party, the radical new wing of her party. I say she's being held hostage by her very own words and, you know, her lack of, you know, wanting to come along and be a true legislator and just be a resistor.
And you've seen all the footage of her in the past supporting a border wall.
So right.
It was okay as long as it wasn't under Trump. Now Trump wants it. Then now they're going to change their minds, make it look bad.
Well, because he made a promise to the American people, and God forbid a politician would fulfill his promise, right? And 63 million people voted for him because of the wall, because of national security. We have seen this as an ongoing problem in every state of the union, Rachel. We've had American citizens die at the hands of illegal immigrants. And most recent, of course, we've got a police officer who was here as a legal immigrant. He's murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant up in Northern California. A young man, 22 years old. His father is a fire chief. He is murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant. How many more? How many more have to take place before we say enough is enough?
They don't care. They'll just point to some illegal immigrant child who was trying to cross the border who got flew and died and, you know, to try to out-sympathize us.
Right. Well, Rachel, you bring up something that you've written about that, starts to bring into focus something that I think has long been waiting for, and that is the Mueller investigation and Democrats have consciously stepped over crimes, real crimes and voter tampering in order to go after this Russian collusion. And now what's being revealed is, oh, yeah, in Alabama, the very thing the Russians were accused of and their interference tactics were utilized by Democrats. Go figure, right?
Yeah, it's really insane. I mean, they're setting up all these fake Facebook accounts, fake Twitter accounts, pretending to be Russians and then following Roy Moore as if the Russians were supporting Moore. And I mean, they took it right out of the Russians' playbook. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance, because their own internal report said so, that they were able to drive, lock the people to the polls who wouldn't have gone otherwise, and that could have been enough to tip the race away from Roy Moore.
When do we get to that point? I mean, that right now Democrats are calling this president a liar. And it is the Democrats who continue to lie, whether it is with Roy Moore. I mean, let's go back to Mitt Romney. It was Harry Reid in the well of the Senate who challenged Mitt Romney and challenged his, you know, his income tax and his credibility. And then in the well of the Senate kind of laughed about it and said, well, he didn't get elected president anyway. So the ends justify the means. The fact that they lie and continue to do so is okay, and the American people are just shrugging over this. I mean, this is absolutely insane, and they wonder why we have such chaos reigning, whether it's at the border, in our immigration system, and in other aspects of our government.
Well, it's straight out of Solinsky's playbook to lie. You know, you probably remember if you read it, where they said, well, we didn't really pick this day to have this rally because it occurred on this, you know, famous holiday. It might have been like Cesar Chavez Day or something. Right. But we'll say that we deliberately picked it because that makes us look more clever.
Right. Well, you can't let, as Barack Obama said, or was it one of his operatives that said, you can't let a good crisis go to waste, right?
Exactly right, even if it involves lies.
Right. So here it is. The Democrats caught red-handed on this, and the mainstream media is just shrugging and tight-lipped about, you know, what this represents.
Yeah, there was an article in the New York Times. They were the ones who were given this internal report, and their coverage was so pathetic that they even said, you know, it's doubtful that, you know, these tactics could have influenced the race. When and they didn't even report that the internal report said we do think it influenced the race and drove tons of people to the polls.
Well, and quite ironic here, nobody's questioning the legitimacy of Doug Jones, but if the tables were turned and it was the other way around, you got to know the Democrats would be yelling and screaming.
That's right. That's right. Doug Jones is able to say, well, we need to have an investigation because he knows that nothing's going to happen. The race won't be overturned. The powers that be and then the lapdogs in the media will make sure he stays in office.
Well, the manipulation that has been taking place across our country is duly noted, certainly by we the people, but it really needs to be investigated further. I was born and raised in Southern California. My last 10 years, I was in Huntington Beach, California, where Dana Rohrabacher was, you know, represented that district. Now, I mean, common sense would tell you, Rachel, that a voting district to be turned so radically overnight in one voting cycle, that is statistically near impossible to occur without some jury rigging taking place. And that's just one case in point. I mean, there's so many others that that reek of voter fraud, but nobody is saying anything.
Yeah, we had the same thing in Arizona this last cycle where, you know, the state turned purple and bad. Like, you know, three statewide races went to the Democrats that had easily been solid Republican seats. And so I think there's some funny business going on in my own state.
Well, of course. I mean, here you've got, you know, one senator going to bed at night with, what, a 35,000 vote advantage. And within days, all of a sudden, oh, but there's more. We get all these extra, you know, Democratic absentee votes that come in.
Yeah. And a lot of them weren't even proper chain of custody. They just suddenly appeared. We think there's more people who voted in Arizona for the U.S. Senate candidate, way more than voted for the governor, and the governor is really popular. So
yes.
Why would you choose to vote in the U.S. Senate race, but, you know, all these people would just not vote in the governor's race?
Well, you have to suspend common sense in order to get there, and but this is what's been perpetrated and continues to be perpetrated on the voter-elect. It's no wonder that they continue to lose confidence, and I think this is something that requires more examination. The stream's Rachel Alexander on Bill Martinez Live. As always, Rachel, we appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi. Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile